Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
I'd like you to set yourself for an encounter you will live to celebrate. Yeah. Within 4 hours, God turned the story of that, my daughter, and she got a miracle job on her hand. What she's waited for about 5-6 years, God established her desire via the weaponry of praise. Here is another opportunity on the platter of gold presented before you. Stories are being turned this morning to testimonies. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'll be speaking this morning before we enter to our Olympic praise session. Amen. That is the dance you finish dancing and your legs appear as if you have played the finals in the Olympic football match. Amen. And as you do that, God will be sending judgment upon all your adversaries. Because as you provoke divine presence, He levels all the mountains before you. They begin to skip like rams. Jordan is giving way. The Red Sea is fleeing because of God's presence. Today, the mountains will melt before you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. It's important for us to know that the kingdom of God operates on keys. I've said that over and again. After Peter confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he said to him, "Neither flesh nor blood has revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." I'm giving you access to the keys that puts you in charge on the earth. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. I'm giving you access to the keys of the kingdom that will give you your place of dominion on earth. So redemption is the great qualifier for the keys of the kingdom. When you are saved, you gain access to the keys of the kingdom that gives you your place on earth. Matthew 16 and verses 18 and 19. In Mark chapter 4, verse 11, he said, "Unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven." So those keys are packaged in mysteries. They are packaged in what? In mysteries. Some of the time they may not make logical sense. They may not appeal to man's intellect. Because they are mysteries. They are what? Because they are mysteries. Now, if you are looking for a job, what are you dancing for 4 days? I mean, for 4 hours? Is that how to get a job? Or don't you get on the street and look for your uncles and your cousins and your mother's relations, your father's relations, and be making telephone calls every morning? And sell your body as a lady so you can get a job? But say, whatever appears barren in your life, he said, let the people praise the Lord who are looking for increase, looking for harvest. And then shall the earth either increase, and God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That's a mystery. That's what? So the keys of the kingdom of heaven, they are packaged in mysteries. They are packaged in mysteries. They are packaged in mysteries. He said, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. In 1 Corinthians 1, 18, he said, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who believe, it is the power of God. So it's foolishness to a group of people, but it's power to another. So I'll be presenting to you this morning one of those vital keys in the race of life. And I'll be speaking to you on the mystery of joy. The mystery of joy. While we read from Psalm 47, the call to worship, or for the call to worship this morning, he said, sing ye praises unto God, sing praises. Sing praises. Isaiah says, sing praises with understanding. Come and say understanding. Yes. Not just singing to feel good. For God is king, is the king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Psalm 47 verse 7. Sing ye praises with understanding. Sing ye praises with understanding. So we need to understand these mysteries so they can deliver to us the benefits that they carry. The mystery of joy. It's important for us to know that in the school of wisdom, joy is a principal cause. In the school of divine wisdom, joy is one of the majors. Joy is one of the majors. And I'm going to take you through that now, and that will help you to see what it means to be free and what it means to be filled with the spirit of wisdom. I say in the school of divine wisdom, joy is a major cause. And every time you pick on any mystery of the kingdom, it's important to look out for canons of scriptures or scriptural examples that will help enlarge your understanding in whatever subject matter you are concerned with. Remember, I said in the school of divine wisdom, joy is a major cause. And now we want to examine what that means. A man by name Joseph, in my judgment, he must be the happiest slave ever found on earth. He was such an excited slave that the master's wife cast her eyes on him. Joseph was the happiest prisoner that is known to man. He would go around other prisoners and be asking them, why are you down? What's happening here? Come on. Get excited. And Pharaoh said concerning Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all these, there is no one as wise and discreet as thou art who we may put over this business. You remember the story of Joseph? Genesis 39 verse 1 to 9. And Moses went out to do his business. And the master's wife said, hey, come lie with me. He was too charming. There was a charisma about him. There was an excitement about him. There was a joyfulness about him. His presence was full of glow. And yet, a victim of hatred. Because he passed that course, he qualified for divine insight. Chapter 41 of Genesis, verse 38 to 40. He was already out there in the sky. Somebody's getting out in the sky this morning. Locked up in the prison, but was checking out on all. In fact, by the time he appeared in the prison, the glow on his face was so much that the keeper of the prison put him in charge of other prisoners. And every morning he goes out to cheer people up. And he saw these three cobblers that came from the palace. Where are you down this morning? Come on, get excited. And they say, you know, we dreamt today. That's my area. Any dream you dream, bring it. It's a dream that brought me here. That's my area of specialty. Bring me the dream. Oh, I wish they had video recordings in those days. We'll see an excited young man. And you can't find what is the secret behind this boy's joy. So joy connected him with destiny. What's happening? They said, we dreamt. He said, tell me the dream. And he showed them the dream. They told him the dream and he showed them the interpretation. He said, when you get to the palace, remember me. And there's a guy here, one excited prisoner down here. He has an area of specialty that will be needed someday by the king. The king sent and loosed him. Somebody is getting loosed here this morning. You know, the Bible says, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Jeremiah 6 verse 16, where is the good way? Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. We are in our father's trot and walk in it, and you shall find what? Rest for your souls. And you shall find rest for your souls. And walk in it, and you shall find rest. But they said, we will not walk in it. So if you want to locate your place and your inheritance in Christ, just find out those who walked in the kind of thing you are looking for and find out what place they stood. And when you stand in the same place, the same thing begins to happen. Joseph, qualified for divine wisdom, the operation of heavenly wisdom, through the instrumentality of joy. The joy of the Lord was constantly bubbling inside him. I caused the plague of depression on everyone's life here in the name of Jesus Christ. Depression is the gateway to mental oppression. When you are depressed, you naturally become a victim of mental blockade. Depression takes the better part of your faculty. That was him. Now listen to this man called Solomon. I'm sure you recognize the story of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3. And Solomon was blessed by divine wisdom when he asked for it. And we saw the way this wisdom worked. 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 29 to 34. Today is launching you to a fresh baptism of divine wisdom. You'll never be stranded anymore again in your life. Today is marking the opening of a new chapter in your life. Now in 1 Kings, we read in chapter 4, just to have an estimate of the kind of wisdom that began to operate inside the man Solomon. Verse 12 said, now let me read 1 Kings 3 verse 12. God was answering him in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 12. Behold, I have done according to thy words. How many have asked for wisdom this week? I mean this month. God said he has done according to your word. Yeah. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Now let's see how that wisdom found expression. Chapter 4 and verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Hittite, and Haman the charcoal, and Dada the sons of Mahol. And his fame was in all nations round about. Now verse 32 together, come on, let's read. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Now, everywhere you trace divine wisdom, you will trace singing and joy. He spake 3,000 proverbs, that's inspiration. And songs, that's celebration. He wrote 1,500 songs. The reason we are stranded most of the time is that we have no songs in our heart. There is no song on our inside. Our inside is battered with issues. We are disgruntled. We murmur. We complain. We accuse God. Divine wisdom finds expression in an atmosphere of joy. He spake 3,000 proverbs and 1,500 songs. Joy was his vital link with the source of divine wisdom. Joy, 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 joy. He has given me the oil of gladness, the garment of praise, instead of mourning, a shining crown, instead of ashes, glory in the place of despair. Until you take on the oil of joy, your future is not secure. The oil of joy links you vitally with the source of divine wisdom, which naturally paves way for you in the race of life. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. So Solomon had this divine deposit, and this divine deposit blossomed with joy in his heart. He wrote 1,500 songs. Every time you talk of divine wisdom, you find joy at its root. So the more joyful you are, the stronger your connection to source, the source of divine wisdom. So the happier you are, the wiser you become. Please listen very carefully, because I know that today is another turning point in your life. Yeah. Can I hear your loud amen? Yeah. We saw it in Joseph. We have seen it in Solomon. Now let's look at it in the man called Paul the Apostle. I suppose the wisest of all men in the New Testament, according to scriptures. His wisdom excelled that of all the apostles. And Peter said, even though I'm the head, but some of the things he says is too hard. Come and say too hard. Even among the apostles, he was a heavyweight. And two thirds of the New Testament was communicated through him. And the word of God is the wisdom of God. That means two thirds of the New Testament, the wisdom of God in the New Testament was channeled through one man. Through a man. He was God's think tank on the earth. Chapter 3 of Philippians, verse 1. Let's see. Because the secret of men are in their stories. Help me tell your neighbor, the secret of men are in their stories. Say it with excitement. Now in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1, this is what Paul is saying. Philippians 3:1. Finally, my brethren, what? Rejoice in the Lord. What did he say? He said, look, let me show you what I'm using. Rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but to you, it is safe. Come and say safe. So rejoicing is what makes the journey safe. He said, but to you, it is safe. The enemy will take you with a hook in your nose and drag you into the mud. Therefore, rejoice in the Lord always. He said, it's not burdensome for me to keep saying the same thing I've been saying, it, but let me say it again. Rejoice. Chapter 4 of Philippians and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And the word says here, verse 16. What did he say in your Bible? Rejoice evermore. What did he say? Rejoice evermore. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16. Philippians 3:1, Philippians 4:4, and 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. That was one of Paul's vital secrets. That was one of Paul's vital secrets. Here is what he said in chapter 3 of Colossians and verse 16. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So the wisdom of God requires that kind of environmental flourish in a man's life. Singing with grace in your heart unto God. This is vital. Every siege of depression on your life, I curse them today in the name of Jesus. Every siege of depression on your family, I curse them today in the name of Jesus. Every siege of depression on your children, I curse them today in the name of Jesus. The word of God cannot dwell richly in your heart in all wisdom, except you are operating with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. I'm sure it's in your Bible, in Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3. Therefore with joy, Isaiah 12, 3, shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation, the wells of divine wisdom, the virtues of redemption. They are only accessible with joy. Joy is your covenant vital link to the mysteries of God. He said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Even the hidden wisdom which is only accessible by the virtue of joy. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. He said, rejoice evermore. And this is what the Bible says about Paul in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. The word says about Paul here, an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, as written unto you. 2 Peter 3:15. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, and as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Hard sentences coming forth from the depths of God. Peter said, God has given our brother Paul a unique dimension of wisdom. It's contained in his epistles. Some of the things there are so hard. He was operating from another dimension, another platform. That's God speaking. And Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say what? Rejoice. And Paul and Silas were locked up in the prison in the midnight of their ordeal. And the Bible said they prayed and sang praises aloud, and the prisoners heard them. Paul was an addicted singer. He was addicted to celebrating God. He was addicted in the midst of his crisis. Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang, the Holy Ghost came down. He sang his way out of the prison. They sang in the midnight of their ordeal. He was an addict. When you are addicted to the virtue of joy, you become unbeatable in the race of life. I'd like you to understand what I'm talking about. It's so vital. This is not an advice, it's an instruction. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. He said, in case you don't understand what I've been saying, rejoice evermore, no matter what. Rejoice evermore. As we praise him today, the anointing that will come on you, because one of the blessedness of high praises is fresh oil. What is it? He said, my head will thou anoint with fresh oil. I said, my horn will thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And then my eyes shall see my desire upon my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire upon the wicked that rise up against me. I shall grow up like the cedar. I shall flourish like a palm tree. I shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. Please reach out for that fresh oil today. Would you? Psalm 92 verse 1 to 15. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, because he's the Most High. To speak of his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. And then your horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and you shall be anointed with fresh oil, and your enemies will start crumbling and crashing before you. You shall begin to grow like a palm tree and flourish, and even in old age shall still be bringing forth fruits. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? That's what it takes. That's what it takes. I don't care your reason. You
are stranded because of your complaints.
You are crashing down because of your murmuring attitude. Your ingratitude has been digging your grave without knowing. It's very important. God gave him wisdom. There was that celebration about his life. And that is the same oil that's coming on you this morning. Say with me, Lord, pour on me a fresh oil of joy. Make today a day to be much remembered in my life. You know, Paul said, I will pray my spirit and I will sing with the spirit. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:15. He was singing. You see, when your heart is charged with joy and gratitude, a time comes when your natural language can no longer handle what you are trying to say. I will sing with my spirit also. I will sing with my understanding and I will sing with my spirit also. He was all out. God gave him an unusual oil of joy. And that's the kind of oil that's coming upon you today. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Now look at Jesus here. The Bible calls him the wisdom and the power of God. In Luke chapter 10, verse 21, Jesus was a most humorous master. I heard him say, and according to Jeremiah the prophet, he knew what he was saying. He was charged with joy, joy unspeakable. Now, chapter 10 and verse 21. In that hour, what happens? Jesus rejoiced in spirit. In that hour, what happened? Jesus rejoiced in spirit. Now, the word says, another translation says, he spinned. He spinned. That is, there was a twisting effect by reason of what was going on in his spirit. At that time, Jesus spinned as he rejoiced in his spirit. Somebody is spinning out here this morning. And you know they said about him, what wisdom is this? What wisdom is this? It is divine wisdom available only to men and women of joy and rejoicing. It is the wisdom of God which is the exclusive preserve of those who know how to rejoice in their spirit. How to rejoice in their spirit. I loose that spirit upon everyone here this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear your loud amen? So we saw it in Joseph. It's recorded about Solomon. We saw it also in Paul. And what a great master, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We saw him rejoicing in his spirit. And he is the sole custodian of divine wisdom. Jesus is divine wisdom personified. That means divine wisdom cannot function, cannot operate outside an atmosphere of joy. You need joy in your heart to access the fountain of divine wisdom. You need joy in your heart to access the fountain of divine wisdom. And I see that joy coming to sit on you this morning. Now, this is what it is. You cannot be joyful except you are grateful. Amen? You cannot be joyful except you are grateful. It is gratitude that provokes joy. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Who delivered thy soul from destruction so that your days are renewed like the eagles. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. Joy is always sequent to gratitude. When you are grateful, you'll be joyful. When you are joyful, you will be songful. Is any merry? Let him sing. James 5:13. Is any merry? Let him sing. You know, When you are songful, you will be Godful. Come and say Godful. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. When you are songful, you will be Godful. Psalm 22 verse 3. And when you are Godful, you will be insightful. Thou will show me the path of life, for in thy presence is fullness of joy. And on your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 verse 11. So when you are grateful, you will be joyful. When you are joyful, you will be songful. And when you are songful, you will be Godful. And when you are Godful, you will be insightful. You'll be full of supernatural insight. Psalm 16 verse 11. Thou will show me the path of life, for in thy presence is fullness of joy, and on your right hand there are pleasures evermore. The path of life unfolds when you are able to accommodate divine presence. When you are able to carry divine presence, naturally, you are not making up. You are not warming up when you are in church. It's your natural way of life. There is joy in your heart flowing like a river. You are not making it up. I told you many years ago, a man met me and he said, Brother David, do you ever have problems? I said, maybe it came, I didn't know. Maybe it came and I didn't know. Why? Because he couldn't see problems sitting on my face. Every morning, alive and well, singing and celebrating, enjoying myself in God's presence, you may see the problem. That's your problem. I don't see no problem. I've said the Lord always before me, and because of my right hand, I shall not be moved. I told you the story one time when our daughter was attacked by the enemy. I sat on my seat in my office after devotion with the staff, and I spinned on my chair, and with a smile on my face, I wasn't having drama. And I said, Lord, I know there must be a way out. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells. You are too tense for God to reach you. You are too tense. God said, hold it. God cannot survive a joyless environment. Just like no whale, no dolphin can survive on land. Wherever there is no joy, stop looking for God. God is not there. If somebody tells you that he saw a shark on the altar and the shark is just enjoying himself and singing, then you know he has not seen well. The greatest shark in the world cannot survive here for 10 minutes. Amen. The Almighty God cannot survive a joyless environment. The complainings and murmurings about your life is a device of the devil to pull you out of your father's presence so he can deal with you. Satan knew he could not sleep the prodigal son naked until he brought him out of his father's house. Don't let the devil bring you out of your father's house. He has nothing to offer you on the other side. Don't let him bring you out of your father's house. He knew that when God is on your side, he cannot handle you. For if God be for us, who can be against us? I curse the hold of depression on your life, the remaining days of your life, in the name of Jesus. Well, let me say this morning, again and again, I have not been down once since Jesus put me in this ministry. All my men are here. Ask if anybody has ever come to me and said, don't worry, once. There is no worry near my life. Even to practice sadness, I can't. If I'm in a drama team and they ask me to be sad for a moment, I may finish the drama. Because in the midst of that effort to practice sadness, I may burst into laughter. And they say, you have spoiled the drama. It is one thing I cannot practice. A child is dying and you are smiling. Are you a witch? There is something on the inside. May that thing enter you today. May that thing enter you today. If you don't want to be stranded in the race of life, you need the fresh oil of joy on your life today. Fresh oil. Come on, say fresh oil. Say it loud. Fresh oil. Louder yet, fresh oil. How many are ready for fresh oil today? Amen. That's what it is. That is the mystery of joy in connecting you to the fountain of divine wisdom. You can't access his presence without a song. Your song is fake without joy. Amen. Is any merry? Let him sing. If there is no joy in the heart, your song is a noise in the ears of God. And if there is no gratitude in your heart, there cannot be joy in your soul. And if there is no joy in your soul, your song is a noise in the ears of God. So be grateful. Where you are is already too much. God has tried. Has God not tried? What are you doing inside church? Why are you not in the hospital right now? What makes you better than the lepers in leprosarium? Makes you better than men and women in the asylum today? Who are you to wear coat and wear your gown and be celebrating and be dancing and put badge on your chest? What did you do to be alive? What price are you paying for the breath you are drawing daily? If you don't praise him, if you are not grateful to him, you may be digging your grave faster than you planned for. That's why we are all indebted to him. How many can see the indebtedness now? That's why I said, look, you don't need a car, you don't need a house, you don't need any fame. Let everything that has breath, if there is still breath in your nostrils, you are indebted. You are indebted to him. And as you praise him, he raises you, particularly in our season of harvest. If you let the devil corner you into depression, he has robbed you of your harvest. The Bible says, let the people praise thee, O God, let other people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O God, then shall the earth yield her increase. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67 and verse 5 to 7. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Is someone excited here? I'm just enjoying Jesus. He's always right. He's always right. Always right. Always right. If anything is wrong anywhere, it couldn't be with my God. It must be with me. It couldn't be with my God. It must be with me. So to be angry with God is the height of foolishness. Will you punish him? Will you take him to court? Now, the help you are looking for, from where are you going to get it? If you take your helper to court, who will help you? Listen, the truth is this. In this age of wisdom, may your place not be lost to carelessness. God will be showing you amazing answers to the burning questions of your life the first 2 months from now. By the time we are celebrating Easter, there is a resurrection of your destiny already. Will show me the path of life. He said, thou will show me the path of life. Because in thy presence is fullness of joy, and on your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In the school of divine wisdom, joy is a major cause. When you fail that cause, you are out of that school. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the deep, deep wells of God. And the Bible said, in Romans 11 and verse 33, oh, the depth, Romans 11:33, oh, the depth, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his ways and his paths past finding out.
Oh, the depth. Now listen to this. Your heart is the bucket and joy is the rope. Hello? And it's a very deep well. Oh, the depth, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. So without a rope, no matter how fine your bucket, can you access the water? How many have seen wells before? Wells of water. Everybody must have seen that. You need a rope to tie to your bucket or you die of thirst. Divine wisdom is inaccessible without joy. He's given you a wise and understanding heart, but you need a rope of joy to keep drawing from that well. A heart is where he packages it, but you need a rope. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water. I don't like people around me who are looking long in their faces. I don't like it. I said to you one time, I said, any message I preach or any teaching I give where I don't laugh, don't buy the tape. It's not right. Don't buy it. Therefore, with joy, you know what joy is? It's a kind of ventilation for man's intellect. Amen. Joy ventilates your intellect for maximum delivery. Depression blocks the cells, it blocks your cells from oxygen. So you are short-circuited in your thinking. If you be as joyful as Joseph, the world will soon begin to look for you. They were looking for him, they will soon begin to look for you. They were looking for him, they will soon begin to look for you. They were looking for him, they will soon begin to look for you. It's time to celebrate Jesus. No, never forget what I said. If you are grateful, you will be joyful. If you are joyful, you will be songful. If you are songful, you will be Godful. And if you are Godful, you will be insightful. So let's wait for the best this time. For every question, God will give you more than 10 right answers. And every answer will command attention. Can I hear your loud amen? But let me say this before we get into this season of celebrating Jesus. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Before you met Jesus, your spirit is a dead spirit. After you had encounter with Jesus, that spirit came back alive. And the Bible helps us to appreciate the characteristics of that new spirit. So joy is impossible. You may be happy, but joy indeed is the exclusive preserve of the redeemed of the Lord. Only the redeemed of the Lord can celebrate. When you are redeemed, your life is shielded against all arrows of depression. Very vital, very important. So you need to be born again to experience true joy. Come and say true joy. I'm here testifying that 23 years back, since God put my feet on this path and called me into ministry, somebody asked me, there was an interview, they said, what are your greatest challenges? And I was looking for them. Come and say, looking for them. I was looking for the challenges. Challenges? Okay, like what? Challenges like what? I don't see challenges, I see opportunities. I see opportunities. I see tests that is designed to be passed. No teacher sets exam for their students in the areas where they know they cannot pass. It is the thing they have taught them that they set tests for them for. So failing it is not because the exam is tough, it's because you didn't connect properly. Did you understand what I'm talking about? Can you ever imagine a teacher setting a primary 6 exam for primary 1 pupils? Would they do that? Can they set SS3 exam for GS1 students? So the exam you are writing is for your class. So don't be a poor student. Hello? I said, don't be a poor student. He said, he would not allow you to write a test above your class where you belong.
So whatever looked like a mountain today, I'm showing you the key to level it. When you become grateful, you will be joyful. And when you are joyful, you will be songful. And when you are songful, you will be Godful. And when the presence of God dominates your life, mountains give way to you on their own accord. Didn't you hear that? He said the mountains flow down at his presence. They melt like wax. They melt like wax. So if you know what it takes, you pass every test in flying color. So the present test you are writing, you are passing that test here this morning. That exam is not above your class. So wake up and be a good student. Wake up and be a good student. Your breakthrough is coming on now. But you agree with me, no teacher can help a student write his exam, can he? No. That would be exam racket. They don't do that. Every student has to write his exam by himself. So you are writing your own today. Amen. He said, at his presence, the mountains flow down. So the mountains of your life, they are flowing down and melting like wax today. Can I hear you shout a living amen? That is what happens with joy. Joy is the rope with which you draw. Your heart is the bucket. You tie the rope to the bucket and you let it down to the wells of salvation, and you are drawing virtues of divine wisdom, and the world is celebrating you on the earth. That's what is happening, and that's what will happen to you. Everyone who is not born again, you don't have that characteristic. That virtue of joy is not there, and so you are utterly limited. You have a heart, but you don't have a rope, so there is nothing to draw with. Some have a rope, they have folded their rope. They carry the bucket to the well. Oh God, give me wisdom. He said, where is your rope? He said, I don't have rope. I folded my rope. I can't be carrying rope about. So bring out your rope and let's celebrate Jesus. Are you there? Come on, shout hallelujah. Amen. My wife and I were with my old man some 1.5 weeks ago, and he made a statement, it will never leave me. Eni ti o dupe oran loda. Eni ti o dupe what? Oran loda. That is, those who don't know to give thanks, they have brought themselves into tribulation. You will not suffer 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 tribulation. You will not plunge your life into tribulation. That statement was so pungent, it turned me on to keep celebrating Jesus forever. I tried to translate it to English. It was tough. But right there in my mother's tongue, it was so deep. Praise will put on you fresh oil, and praise will level your enemies for you. That's what God said. And what more? With the fresh oil of joy on your life, divine wisdom will be answering to you every day of your life. How many want to receive the garment of praise? Come on, lift up your hands and say, I'll receive this hour. The garment of praise that will provoke the release of fresh oil. The oil of joy that will keep me jumping the remaining days of my life. So do it as if you are the only one in this church. Dance your way into your miracles. Are you ready? Dance your way into your miracles. It is miracle time. Come on, choir, let's go. Every form of sickness and disease will be leveled now in a moment. Every spell and enchantment will be wiped up now in a moment.
And God will show you the path of life where the answers are waiting. Can I hear your loud amen? In the precious name of Jesus Christ. A fresh oil of joy has come upon your life. It will never run dry forever. A fresh oil of joy is come upon your life. It will never run dry forever. A fresh oil of joy is upon your life today. It will ever remain fresh forever. No more down moments in your life anymore. Your soul shall never be cast down again anymore. With the oil of joy, you'll never be stranded in your life anymore. You'll never lack again in your life the path of life to tread. In the name of Jesus. Let's obey scriptures as we bring out our thanksgiving offering. The oil is flowing. Is it flowing on someone's life now? It will ever be flowing forever. Let's take our thanksgiving seed in our hands. Just express yourself to God the way you feel about Him. You're just precious, Lord. I love you. You are everything to me. You are the breath I breathe. You are the life that I live. You are my all in all. Just express how grateful you are. The more grateful you are, the more joyful you become. And the more joyful you become, the more songful you become. Thanksgiving is one of the mysteries of harvest. When Jesus gave thanks, the Bible records that the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes multiplied. Every Thanksgiving day of this year, I'll be speaking to your Thanksgiving seed. And what happened in John chapter 6, the Bible talks about they had 12 baskets left over and above all that had eaten. Over and above. That's your realm this year. Over and above, that is your realm this year. Over and above, that is your realm this year. You'll never be found below again. Jesus gave thanks, and there was mysterious multiplication by your thanksgiving seed of today. Enjoy mysterious multiplication. Our Father did something very amazing on Tuesday, the 17th of February. We were back home to see him because he needed some attention. And he called my sister and called his driver and said he should bring the money he kept with them. And they brought the money and he handed it over to my wife. And we said, for what? He said, for the Thanksgiving service. For the Thanksgiving service. That he did on the 17th. He said, for the Thanksgiving service, it was money he collected from his rents, from his tenants. He gathered them and gave them to my wife and said, for the Thanksgiving service. And we are doing the Thanksgiving service today. But on Friday 27th, at 10 o'clock in the morning, he stepped out into glory. Amen. It was a sweet, sweet experience. For 24 to 36 hours of his last moment, he was speaking only one word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To every phone call, hallelujah. To every greeting on his bed, hallelujah. And at the ripe age of 103, he stepped out into glory. Amen. And he said before he passed, anyone who does not know how to give thanks
has opened the door to tribulations. Even while he's no longer here, his thanksgiving seed for today's service is here. Now that you are alive, the remaining days of your life, you'll never cease to give thanks. And as long as you keep giving thanks, you'll never see tribulations again. The end has come to every frustration in your life. Your memory shall be sweeter than the story you've just heard. That's a pointer to the fact that long life is your portion. It is the portion of your children. You shall never bury your children. You shall not bury your children's children. A life of thanksgiving is a life of strength. You'll never know weakness again. A life of thanksgiving is a life of wisdom. You'll never lack wisdom anymore. By the oil of joy that's come upon your life today, enjoy unimpeded access to the fountain of divine wisdom. This wisdom shall continue to open to you the same it continued to open to Joseph. It shall be poured out on you the same way it was poured out upon Solomon. It shall flourish in your life the same way it flourished in the life of Paul. It shall exalt and position you to fulfill God's master plan the way it did in the life of Jesus. Therefore, remain intoxicated with the spirit of joy in the name of Jesus. Remain intoxicated with the spirit of joy in the name of Jesus. From henceforth, whatever answers to this commission begins to answer to you. From henceforth, whatever bows to this commission begins to bow to you. In the name of Jesus. You have praised him today with the spirit of joy. Every closed door is decreed open to you this week. Every stagnation bows to you this week. Every confusion gives way to you this week. They pressed their way out of the prison, and Paul was set free by the hand of God. Every form of prison house into which you have been kept, you have praised him today, the gates of the prison are shattered. This week shall be a week of undeniable testimonies in your life. Everyone caught jobless, this is your week of a miracle job. Every tension in the family gives way to divine joy this week. For all of our students, our children here and outside, wherever they may be, the next exam that they will have to write, divine wisdom will show up in undeniable ways. So shall it be. Whatever was called a disease or sickness in your life, because you stood on the platform of praise today, where anything happens, every sort of disease and sickness is rolled out of your life in the name of Jesus. Get there and they will tell you it is no longer there. So shall it be. You have this month been baptized into the ocean of divine wisdom. You'll never run short of it anymore forever. This week is declared a week of divine favor for you. Before you call, my God will answer you. The remaining days of this year, no room for tears in your life. You shall not record any regret the remaining days of this year. God who made you to see the last day of this month, He will cause you to see the last day of this year. You not only see the last day of this year, you will cross over to the following year. And you shall be a bundle of harvest. Go in peace. Experience His divine presence perpetually. Return the next service with a testimony in your hand. So shall it be. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Next Sunday, everyone is enjoying to come along with his bottle of oil. Amen. God will be setting a seal of life upon your life, and there shall be no evil tidings from any quarters all through the remaining days of this year. Because evil bows before the good, and the good God lives in you. From henceforth, every evil must bow at your instance.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, PMB 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548, or send your testimony through email bishop@winnerscananland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Otta, on Thursdays 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., on Sundays 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.